The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The First Omen is in theaters now, and in case you didn't know, the movie is a prequel to The First Omen. I mean, this is The First Omen. It's a prequel to The First Omen movie. Well, I mean, okay, this is The First Omen movie. This movie, The First Omen, is a prequel to The First Omen, which came out in 1970. Well, that's still confusing. All right, there was an Omen movie that came out in the 1970s. This is a prequel to that one. This review is brought to you by Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan and use the code Dan for a special offer. And stay tuned after the review for more info. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Merle here with my review of The First Omen, which, despite its name, is the sixth film in the Omen franchise, following the 1976 original and its three sequels and the 2006 remake. And from the movie's title to the way that it's been marketed to the fact that the studio held the reviews to the film until the day before it was released, I think that this is one of the most spectacularly mishandled movies from a major studio that I've seen in a long time. So many other franchises have pooped out movies like this that are absolutely terrible and can't even hold a candle to the original film, and that might explain why the studio has treated it like one of those movies, but it's really not. The First Omen is actually evocative of and feels like a worthy predecessor to Richard Donner's original film. And beyond that, it's a pretty damn good horror movie in its own right. It's so far beyond the cheap, phoned-in cash grab that the studio's been indicating that it is, that I have to wonder if anyone in the marketing department actually sat down and watched the movie, because it looks to me as if Fox either didn't know or didn't care what it had on its hands with The First Omen, and neither one of those options is particularly good. To break through the noise, especially with Immaculate also in the marketplace, The First Omen should have been shown to critics several days ago in order to allow advance buzz to build, maybe boost that opening weekend box office, and yet it was treated like an early January forgettable horror movie, and those are things that audiences keep in mind when they're deciding what movies to go see, so hopefully this review, and maybe some of the others which have largely been positive, will help to drive people out to see this, because if people don't go see the more intellectual horror movies, then studios will take away the messaging that audiences don't want them and churn out more garbage. That's just how it works. In The First Omen, we follow Margaret, a young woman in the process of becoming a nun who's transferred to Rome to finish her final steps of taking the veil, the official beginning of her new life at the church. At the orphanage where she's assigned, she meets Carlita, a little girl who's largely kept away from the other girls and who is haunted by strange visions. As Margaret learns more about Carlita, she begins to suspect that the church knows more than they're saying and that this young girl is possibly being groomed to bring an unspeakable evil into the world. This is the basic thrust of the story. Of course, it takes more twists and turns, but even if you're able to figure out where the story might be going, this isn't one of those standard horror movies that tacks on cheap jump scares on a threadbare story. So if the jump scares aren't good and the story's not good, the movie sucks. There are actually not that many jump scares in The First Omen. There are a few because it feels like they were probably mandated to be in there, but this is one of those horror movies that does what I think horror movies should actually do. It cultivates a creepy atmosphere, and it actually scares you in that spine-chilling way, that hide-your-eyes way that real horror movies should. The First Omen is directed by Arkasha Stevenson in her film debut, and she's now rocketed onto my list of directors to watch. I think she's also a prime example of how widening the pool of talent can help to serve a movie. As you can imagine, in a movie that deals with the potential birth of the Antichrist, birth is a large part of the movie, a large element, a large theme, and there are several scenes of body horror that are among the most disturbing and effective that I've seen in quite some time. Not gratuitous, not graphic, not the kind of stuff that makes me go, oh, why did you put that in a movie? Stuff that actually does work, that pushes that boundary. It goes just far enough, but knows what not to show. And because the act of birth involves women's bodies, I think having a woman in the director's chair helps to make the film more effective. I'm not saying that the movie would have been bad had a man directed it. I'm not saying that it's only good because a woman directed it, but I'm saying that this movie is better because Arkasha Stevenson was in the director's chair, because I think that she brought a perspective to the film that enhanced the atmosphere and everything that's effective about the film, everything that works in a horror way and in a body horror way. It's not just her lived experience that makes Stevenson a great director, though. She's also crafted a film that feels like it was made in the 1970s. It evokes the same sense of horror and dread as the original Omen film and as movies like The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby. 1970s horror is a very specific feel, and it's honestly not a feel that a lot of horror directors go for now, but you could tell that care went into the development of this project. They didn't just want to cash in on the Omen name. They wanted to make a movie that actually felt like a prequel to the original film, and this movie does. It succeeds. This doesn't feel like an imitation of classic 70s horror. It feels like an embodiment of it, and this is one of the best debut horror films that I can remember in quite some time. A lot of credit also has to go to cinematographer Aaron Morton, the director of photography on Orphan Black, as well as Fede Alvarez's 2013 Evil Dead. He so successfully evokes the spirit of the original Omen that, in conjunction with Stevenson's direction, I think that you could watch the two films back to back and not feel as if they'd been made almost 50 years apart. It's all anchored by Nell Tiger Free, perhaps best known as one of the leads in M. Night Shyamalan's Servant on Apple TV+. She delivers an outstanding lead performance as Margaret, who enters the film on the precipice of committing her life to God, but soon finds her faith shaken. But her faith in what? God? Man? The church? Where do those lines blur? How can you lose faith in one but keep faith in the other? This is all stuff that she's dealing with throughout the movie. She's also haunted by her past and present, and as the movie goes on, she's asked to carry more and more of the film. There's one particular scene that, to my mind, at least I see it in my head as being uncut. Maybe there were edits, but it felt like it wasn't cut, where she has to go through several different beats as an actor. And if she'd gotten it wrong, it really could have been a bit disastrous for the movie, because it could have been way over the top, way unbelievable at a somewhat crucial point for the film. But she nails it. I believed what she was doing, even though some of the stuff that was happening was pretty extreme. This was not somebody who I was familiar with at all before the movie, but I will certainly be looking out to see what her next movie is. The most famous members of the cast are Bill Nighy as Margaret's trusted ally, Cardinal Lawrence, and Ralph Ineson as Father Brennan, seeking allies in his investigation into the Antichrist. But don't mistake this cast's lack of name recognition for lack of talent, because every single performance in this movie, in a genre where performance is not always valued, is top-notch. I was really kind of floored by the first Omen. I've said many times before that even if I have expectations for a movie's quality, I don't project them onto the screen along with the movie. I take each movie on its own terms, but I was also aware walking in that the sheer odds of this movie being good were pretty long given the history of movies like this, but The First Omen is a really, really solid horror film. Even if you've never seen an Omen movie, The First Omen is well worth your time. It's not required. You could actually, like I said, just go watch the first one after this one. Now, the flip side to this not being a big jump scare fest is that it does invest a lot of time in atmosphere building. It's a movie that's about 2 hours long, and it does take its time to build that dread, to build that sense of horror. So if that's not the kind of horror movie you like, or maybe the kind of horror movie that you're not expecting, then you may want to adjust those expectations. I'm going to be interested to see what a general audience thinks of this film, because I think that there are going to be a lot of people that walk in expecting what you usually get out of a horror movie these days, and I don't know how they're going to react to that. It takes some time to get to the true horror at the movie's core, but that road is filled with sequences and imagery that I'm going to remember for a long time, an evocative atmosphere, good performances, and legitimate scary moments. The First Omen easily falls into the it's good range. If other cash grab films have jaded you on movies like The First Omen, I implore you to give this one a shot. If only every decades later prequel or sequel to these horror movies was as good as this one. I mean, really kind of shame on Disney and Fox for making you think that this is just another one of those movies. I think The First Omen is actually pretty special, especially in that subcategory of prequels to existing franchises. And I think it's going to surprise a lot of people if they make it to the theater. So those are my thoughts on The First Omen. What do you think? Are you going to give it a shot this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below. And before we go, I'm going to thank the sponsor for this video, Miracle Made. We're transitioning from winter to spring, which for me means that I have to relearn my whole sleep routine. Some nights it's warm, some nights it's cold. And for a hot sleeper like me, that can equal lots of tossing and turning. But this year, the transition has been a lot easier with Miracle Made. Miracle Made sheets are designed to keep your body temperature right where you need it to be, helping you sleep no matter what season it is. Their silver-infused fabric also prevents up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, and they're incredibly comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands. These sheets aren't about function over comfort. Miracle Made sheets are some of the most comfortable that I've ever had, and I have noticed a difference with a lot less waking up sweating or with one leg dangling over the edge of the bed. And Miracle Made sheets are self-cleaning and could require up to 3 times less laundry. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Dan at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiraclemade.com/Dan and use the code Dan to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Dan to treat yourself. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here for more movie news, reviews, box office, and more. I have a review of Monkey Man that went up earlier today. You can check that out right now. Of course, as always, thanks for spending part of your day here with me. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.